This is Tango Mobile.
Good afternoon, Rusty. N0TR Mobile.
What are you up to today?
It's coming up. We are on Highway 11, coming up on Highway 101. We went up there north where we left our four-legged fellow with the bushy tail.
You were up there doing that, huh? Well, at least you're on your way back home now. And I've been running around doing errands. I had to go get a pedicure this morning. But my doctor says I need to do those to keep from having other toe problems. So I do. And then to the post office to buy postage, of course, and that's expensive. And, all of those other good things. Now I think I'm going to go to Popeye's Fried Chicken and have me some chicken for lunch.
Good morning, Jerry. Or good afternoon, I should say. Well, I'll tell you, we ate at the Waffle House at Waynesville there a little while ago, and we're just full as a tick. And it was very good, excellent meal. And then we headed on home, and the first thing I got to do is get a good clean shave, because I didn't even take time to shave up there. Boy, the road up there is just horrible. Where, north of Hendersonville? Where at?
Between Hendersonville
and I-40. It's all construction, and it's a mess. And all the village idiots are out driving in it. Go ahead, Jerry. This is N0TR.
Good morning, Tom. Well, good afternoon, Rusty. Good afternoon, Tom. Yeah, that's always a terrible drive up I-40. At least it always was for me. I always despise that. That's as bad as going I-75 between Georgia and Tennessee. That's always a terrible drive, too. But that I-40, there's always something going on there. There's a lot of traffic on that highway, too.
Jerry and Tom and Bernice. Well, I'll tell you what. If you're going up 26, that's where that's where all the construction is. Right between on 26, between the last end, the second Hendersonville exit, as you go up 26 into North Carolina, and from there to where you get over, make the switch over to I-40, it is a solid mess. Somebody was telling me the other day they went up through there. They were stuck in traffic and sat for 45 minutes before they were able to move. That's too long for me. I'll find some other way to get around there. And they got all these people doing U-ies up here, and I'm going to see somebody get smacked by another car coming around the left corner, right-hand turn. So it's going to happen, and I'll be here and watch all the excitement going on, and then I'll probably be stuck in traffic. Go ahead, Tom.
W2TN0TR, you're precisely on the button. That's where we was at, Rusty. And it's last time we went up there, there was a car went sideways in front of us, and I don't know how I missed him, but I did. It was his fault. He ran into one of those concrete barriers. But today coming back was about as good as you could expect, but it's bumper to bumper all through those concrete barriers, and I don't like it, and I'm not going back up there again, period, to Cherokee Casino. If my dear Bernice has to go, we'll go up to the other one up by Gaffney, and I don't think I'll enjoy that very much either. But we only go once, maybe twice a year, so c'est la vie. But I guess the construction I saw on TV, because I spent most of my time in the room, from Columbia down to Charleston, is going to be 6 to 8 lanes going that way. But they're not going to finish that up to 2035, I think, Jerry. Go ahead.
Yeah, they take the wife and daughter and the kids go when they go up to Biltmore at Christmas time. They ain't going to last year, I don't think, but that's my first cousin was a DOT engineer for North Carolina, and he lived in Waynesville, I think, or somewhere up in that area, and he was over a good section he was a degree engineer from Georgia Tech, and he you know, a good section of that whole area up there was under his watch. And he told me once, he said, that was absolutely the worst section of highway in North Carolina for, you know, because of all the rock flies. And, you know, they worked on it for years. He's been retired now quite a few years. But he said, it's absolutely just terrible up there. He said, they all had trouble all the time. And he said, there's so much traffic going up that way. But, Tom, I don't know how far, probably too far away, but I know that a lot of people go, at least in this area, and towards Commerce to go up US 441. That's way out of your way, I'm sure. And I'm not sure where that comes into Cherokee or not. There's a way around it, I know. It's just not, you just got to drive a lot of squishy roads to get there.
Several ways around it. In fact, you can go up 25 and then go over through downtown Hendersonville and go over that direction, and there's a road up there you can catch that will take you on up. And I know a fellow that goes up that way all the time. I can't remember what road he's actually on, but he makes that trip up through there a lot, and he stays off the interstate. He just does not like that interstate, so he goes that back roads and all. Well, folks, I've arrived where I'm intending to arrive, and I found a parking place that's in the shade, and I'm going to go inside here and find me some lunch, and I'll catch up to both of you later. N0TR with N4DJC. This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. 73, go ahead, Tom.
Okay, Rusty, 73. Yeah, we just got hit by an acorn that sounded like it went through the roof. That's nice. Anyway, I bet that one made a dent, which we don't have very many of yet. Hope we don't get them. We go up 26 to 40, and then to 74, and then just a little ways on 441, Jerry. But no, I'm just not going up there no more. There's a new one up here towards Gaffney, Kings Mountain. But it's supposedly in those containers now, you know. And, but like my daughter said, she won a lot of money in those container ones before. I don't know where she went to play in those at, because she doesn't go very rarely. And we used to go down and play in one, and it was made out of those containers in Miami, Oklahoma, and did real well there. But we'd only go down there with $20, and I'd play the nickel card machines. I played with a guy on the card machines this time. I could have come out losing only $20, but I won $40, and if I'd have kept it and walked away, I'd have come out $20 instead of, or I mean, $20 to the bad, and instead I went ahead and played it because it was their money, but it really wasn't. Because I'd put that much in. So I think I lost about $60, which is not bad.
Too bad. My, one of our cousins lived down, human lived down in South Georgia. He and his wife, as he retired, they go to those, go on those riverboats in Mississippi, and that's what they do. They travel a lot, and, you know, they play a lot. He just never seemed like the type that would enjoy gambling like he did, but they're, you know, they're big into it, and they travel all over the place. Town 81 in Kings Mountain, that must be, is that a Catawba reservation? One, I know there's one Rock Hill up there that they have, but I'm not sure whether it's operational or not.
Get 2 cents for any of them, but Bernice likes to play those penny slot machines, but she didn't win either, but she had free money that they sent her, and she got to borrow that, what, $50? And 70, actually. That was free play, and so she didn't have to lose a whole lot, and she went down this morning and played that, but I stayed in the room, and it's just, you gotta walk so far to get to anything, and to make it all downhill going in and uphill going out. Everything's, you know, choreographed, so you lose more time in the casino, I'm sure. But right now, with COVID starting to get more active, I'd just soon stay away from any of those places. got a text from the daughter, and her husband's tested positive for it now. Said he's not very sick at all, but he's got a quarantine.
Across the street evidently has had it, or tested positive for it. He was, I haven't talked to him other than just, you know, 15 or 20 feet away, but he sounded real bad the other day. But he's always had, he's into something, he's got something all the time, it seems like. He works like a dog outside all day long and wonders why he didn't get the feeling bad. And I'm sure he's in probably, I guess he's probably 75 or so, I guess. And he works out there, cuts grass, works out in his garden. He stays out in that sun too much. He just, I think he just never gives himself time to rest and get over it.
Yeah, it's odd, but when Bernice, the more active she is, the lower her sugar count is when she tests her blood of a morning, and it keeps it down around 100. And if you're inactive, it goes up like when it gets cold. And by the way, they said this morning on WYFF4, it's going to be a light, you know, like a light switch when the fall equinox comes in tonight. And tomorrow morning, it's going to be really cool.
Keeping grandson yesterday afternoon in Malden, and I was listening to it too, and he said it's going to be, I think the high tomorrow is going to be like in the 70s, I think. And he said this is going to be like, you know, flipping, like you said, flipping a one light switch, which is good for me. I'm tickled to death. The low 80s and high 70s are pretty good.
Right, Jerry. We love it. I can't take real cold, can't take real hot. But it's really enjoyable. Well, I was going to say we wore our masks the whole time we was up there for all that. That was good, but... And there really wasn't all that many people. It seemed like it in the parking lot, but we kept our distance. And I played there next to an electrician from, he worked maintenance over in Georgia all his life and was a real intelligent guy. And I did more visiting with him than I did playing the machine, and so did he. While our wives were out having fun. But... yeah, that's the only thing I play. I went over and put $10 in one slot machine sitting next to Bernice, and it ate that in about 10 minutes. So that was all I was going to give that sucker. But she did pretty good on it for a while. But I'd rather have something you had some input on. The card machine, I didn't see anybody winning. And I don't play live cards or nothing like that, just the video ones. And come up with, what was it, 4 threes, Bernie? Something like that. 4 threes and a king. And that got me 160 quarters, so $40. But I lost it back, so there you go.
It's always wins time, and that's... I know I've told you this before, I get about as much excitement out of that as I would, you know, put, and it's like one guy told me, he said, it's just like, you know, taking a $20 bill, or can you take a $20 bill or a $100 bill and light it, sit it on fire, watch it burn, and everybody says, Dad, then you can be a gambler. Otherwise, you know, just forget about it.
Cuffing kick, it's like throwing money out the window. Haven't had that in a while, knock on wood. Well, I used Waze this time that worked real well, Jerry. I just remembered to bring a cord to hook up the phone. That's the first time I've used it very much. But it's real good. It says we're 0.4 miles from home right now. It doesn't have any audio with it. I'm going to have to see if I can set that up to where it talks to you. That would bring your attention to it a little more quicker. But yeah, you're right. I always tell people in the elevator, I said, did you see that sign when you come in over the door? And they say, no. I said, after they tell me they've lost. And I said, well, that's where two fools met.
And that's it for me. I've never been very lucky at being gambling, so I just don't do it. I never got that. I mean, if you win, I'm sure there's a lot that's really enjoyable, but when you lose, it's just not for me. You can't have it both ways. You got to take the good with the bad. I'm glad that Waze is working out for you. My Waze on mine, but I've got one of those display screens on my Honda, and it pops up, and it's got the audio and that sort of thing. But I don't have to. I don't have to hook it up. Mine is just, you know, since it is the Bluetooth, it loads up immediately, so I don't have to hook it up. And it comes up on the display screen. And, of course, you got like a 7 or 8 inch screen there, so it's a lot easier. And Waze is a lot more accurate for me than the Google Maps thing was. But it's, you know, I usually have some trips saved in it, that sort of thing. But it takes some time to get accustomed to it. And as I said, I don't use it very often. And by the end of the year, my iPhone's going to be paid off, so I'm going to switch over to Spectrum, I'm sure, because this rider just, we're just taking a beating on it. It's crazy.
Now, I was telling Bernice, I was texting the kids from up there, and I think we had a little better signal by a bar or two up in the hotel, which we had a free room up there anyways. Thankfully, they lost our reservation. But this lady was nice enough to waive it, and it just cost $26.88 to stay the night. But I think the Spectrum had a little bit better signal than Verizon. And we never lost communication the whole way up there or the whole way back.
I'm familiar with how these phone systems work. My brother-in-law could probably tell me exactly what's going on. But, you know, with the 3G going out at the end of the year, I think the Spectrum thing is only 5, it's either 5G or 4G only. It doesn't get into the other modes. But I may be wrong on that. But they use Verizon towers. All these people use Verizon or AT&T. They're the only ones that have the physical infrastructure, physical towers to use anyway. So they just rent it from them. And Verizon is, of course, is making money off them. They got to be making money off of it or they wouldn't be doing it. But, you know, their plans have just gotten so expensive, even for people who don't use a lot or for people who do a lot. But the coverage has gotten so much better over the years. It just didn't make sense to me to keep it up. And like I said, as soon as I pay this one off, I'm gonna swap over. But I'm going to go down to the Verizon store. It's only a couple of miles from here. The Spectrum store. It's only a couple of miles from here. I'm going to go down and have it done down there. Because my son's got a 3G phone. I'm going to let him stay on our plan because it's two or more down there. That way he can get him unlimited data when he switches over from his 3G flip phone to a smartphone in ZRTR M4DGC.
Well, Jerry, it's set up in the right-hand corner of my phone, 5G. They're sitting here, and all the way up there was 5G. So, you know, whatever that is, I know that's the best. It really worked good. Got no complaints whatsoever. Trip meters is 112 miles, Jerry. I thought it was a little bit more than that. And we pulled off the exit at Waynesville for about, 2 miles there to go to that Waffle House. It's not as busy as the one over there by the casino. And we took our food with us. We had some spicy chicken from Publix. And it's crazy. A hamburger up there is almost $20 for almost every one of them. $16 to $20 for a hamburger. I'll go hungry first. I learned that in survival school. Yeah, everything's ridiculous. So Bernice had a cooler pack and everything in the world that we needed, baked beans and a macaroni salad and chicken and you name it, we had it. So she does a wonderful job on that. And we just take the cooler to the room. But we stopped at a rest stop on the way up there. They got beautiful rest stops here in South Carolina and North Carolina. And we just stopped there and had our meal. You can go out to a picnic table even if you want to, but it was too hot, so we ate in the car. Jerry, nice talking to you. We're sitting in the driveway. I'll say 73. You have a good day, my friend. It was nice talking to you and Rusty. N4DJC and 0TR73.
He's back home safely, Tom. Good to hear from you. 112 miles. It feels like 212 miles going up there, especially in traffic. Y'all have a nice afternoon, and may catch you a little bit later on. Is here TRM4DJC.